Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
So busy doing everything else and not concerned about the temple. We need to make sure that we take care of the temple of God. Because it's so important knowing that God dwells in us. If you think about the Old Testament saints, where the Spirit of God dwell upon them, it will come upon them for a certain time and then it will leave. We are so much better because He lives inside of us. Boy, I tell you, that is so much better. So whenever we think about defiling the temple, remember, Satan wants us to disobey God, and what he wants us to do is be disobedient. I want you to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6, and we're going to look at 15 through 18. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 15 to 18. And it starts off here again. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall Christ then take your members of Christ and make them members of a harlot? God forbid. What, know ye not that ye which are joined to an harlot is one body? And here we go. For two, saith he, shall be one flesh. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But listen to this. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. What, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God? And ye are not your own. You are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Wow, that reading pretty much covers it all there. It tells us that we need to flee fornication. All other types of sin the Bible tells us to resist. But fornication, he tells us to flee. You know, I'm thinking about Joseph when Potiphar's wife tried to catch him. You know, she was married to Potiphar, my goodness. And she tries to catch Joseph and tell him to lie with her. If you remember the story, Joseph got up out of there and he fled and left something in the woman's hand. But he fled. He flee fornication. And this is what God is telling us. Whenever we are tempted to commit fornication or adultery or any types of sexual sin, we need to flee. God said He always makes a way of escape. And when you think about it, whenever we flee to the Lord, we are seeking His face. Hear me and hear me well. If you are a child of God, you are going to want to do what God tells you to do. You know, one of the very first verses I think that we all learn is where Jesus said, "If ye love me, keep my commandments." It is impossible for us to say that we love God and to continue sinning. That's just not going to happen. Because if we love Him, we also fear Him. I fear the Lord more than anything. That's why I don't want to commit these types of sin, because I fear the Lord. Whenever we just do things and don't fear the Lord, it shows that we don't love Him. The question is, do you love the Lord? Because if you love the Lord, no doubt you would flee. Now, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3 to 5. Listen to what this one says. It says, "For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye..."
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, MinutesOfTruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.